Good morning. It's a happy day and a happy Mother's Day. I wish to all of you that are with us this morning, and may it be a blessed day as the family and as we share in this also happy birthday of the church, and especially for this occasion in which we have a baptism uniquely, as well as confirmation, junior confirmation. I do want to mention also in our service, which is a little special, you may want to put one of the ribbons on page 151 as our normal service. And you might want to put the second ribbon on page 268, as we're blessed with the new hymnal, which will go through the baptism. And on page 272 following later on, we'll have the confirmation rite. So you may want to put the ribbons on those two marks so that you have them ready. That's page 151, page 268. In our service, as the hymn board also suggests, we have three different parts of the service, and because of that, we only have three hymns, and they're listed, and I'll be sharing each one as we go through, so don't feel, hopefully you will be lost, because I'll take my time to match with you and the organist, too, of where we're going through on this service, which is to praise and glorify God. Also, one special thing we have, as you may note, most of you know, after our worship service, we will join in the kitchen, and the fathers, we are honoring both our daughters and the mothers today, and we hope that everyone can make it, and I think you may want to stay a little longer, because I think the Lord is blessing us with a little rain today. So that'll occur in the kitchen following our worship service. Before we stand, we stand for our beginning of a service, we will now arise and have our greeting of fellowship and of Christ, and then we'll be seated for our first hymn. Mean we have have special things, and also for more of an adult baptism, we'll do parts of the service, about half of each of the pages. We begin with the first part of page 268. We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whosoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and are under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. We would be lost forever unless delivered from sin, death, and everlasting condemnation. But the Father of all mercy and grace has sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to atone for the sin of the whole world, and whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. How are you named?
Danielle
Elizabeth Logan, you see the sign of the Holy Cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart, and mark you as one redeemed by Christ crucified. You now turn to the middle of the next page as we look at, from ancient times, the Church has observed the custom of appointing sponsors for the baptismal candidates and catechists, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church sponsors are to confess the faith expressed in the Apostles' Creed and taught in the small catechism. They are, whenever possible, to witness the baptism of those they sponsor. They are to pray for them, support them in their ongoing instruction and nurture in the Christian faith, and encourage them toward the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper. They are all times to be examples to them in the holy life of faith in Christ and love for the neighbor. Is it your intention to serve Danielle Elizabeth Logan as sponsors of the Christian faith?
Yes, with the help of God.
God enable you both to will and to do this faithful and loving work, and with his grace fulfill what we are unable to do. We now turn to the next page. We continue in the middle of page 270. Danielle, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth?
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried? He descended into hell, and the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. Do you believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting? And you all, as a woman, you desire to be baptized. And you all, as a woman, I baptize you in the name of God. The Almighty God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, has given you the new birth. Water and Spirit has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you now with his grace, the life everlasting. Receive this white garment to show you have been clothed with the robe of Christ's righteousness that covers over all your sin. So shall you stand without fear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive the inheritance prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Receive this burning light to show that you have received Christ, who is the light of the world. Live always in the light of Christ, and be ever watchful for his coming. And two men meet him with joy and enter with him into the marriage feast of the Lamb in his kingdom, which shall have no end. On behalf of the congregation, we have a former elder, now serving as vice president, with these words.
In holy baptism, God the Father has made you, Danielle, of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and heir with us of the heiress of the, all the treasures of heaven in the Holy Christian and Apostolic Church. We receive you in Jesus' name as our sister in Christ, that together we might hear his word, receive his gifts, and proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light.
Amen.
You are the name of the Lord.
Let us now pray. Almighty and merciful God, Father, we thank and praise you that you have graciously preserved and enlarged your family and have granted Danielle Elizabeth Logan the new birth of holy baptism and made her a member of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, an heir of your heavenly kingdom. We humbly implore you that as she has now become your child, you would keep her in her baptismal grace, that according to your good pleasure, she may faithfully grow to lead a godly life, to praise and honor of your holy name, and finally with all your saints obtain the promised inheritance in heaven, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Peace be with all of you. You may want to move your ribbon forward as later on we'll do the confirmation. But now at this time, please join me and arise on page 151 as we have 71 our service. Divine playing mind. Please arise. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
But if we confess our sins, God, who is faithful and just, will forgive our sins and cleanse us.
Let us then confess our sins to God our Father. Most merciful God,
we confess that we are by nature sinful and unclean. We have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We just deserve your present and eternal punishment. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us. Forgive us, renew us, and lead us, so that we may delight in your will and walk on your ways, to the glory of your holy name. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins, as a called and ordained servant of Christ. And by his authority, with joy, I therefore forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
You may be seated. I believe most everyone has this, except maybe the confirmants. The insert, we now read responsibly the introit for this day of Pentecost. Congregation responds with the indented line following the red aspis. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful.
And give them the fire of your love. Hallelujah.
O Lord, how manifold are your works, in wisdom have you made them all.
There is full of your greatness.
These all I look to you. When you give it up to them, they gather it up. When you send forth your Spirit, they are created. Glory be to the Father and to the Son,
and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning,
is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful.
And may you send the fire of the love. Amen.
We now continue with the service of the Word on page 152. Page 152. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world and for the well-being of the Church of God and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord. For this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.